The Last Testament by Sam Bourne, read by Aoife McMahon. Prologue. Baghdad, April 2003. The crowd were pushing harder now, as if they scented blood. They charged through the archway, and their combined weight pressed against the tall oak doors until they went crashing to the ground. As they rushed through, Salam moved with them. It was not a decision. He was simply a part of a moving beast made up of men, women, and children, some even younger than him. Now they gave a mighty roar. They burst into the first vast hall, the glass of the display cases glinting in the silver moonlight that spilled through the high windows. There was a brief pause, as if the beast were drawing breath. Salam and his fellow Baghdadis contemplated the scene before them. The National Museum of Antiquities, once Saddam's treasure house, bursting with the jewels of Mesopotamia, now laid wide open. The last of the museum staff had abandoned their posts hours earlier, and the security men had fled at the sight of this hoard. The brief moment of silence was ruptured by a sledgehammer crashing through glass. On that cue, the room was instantly filled with thunderous noise, as one after another they started wielding pistols, axes, knives, clubs, anything to spring these precious, ancient objects from their cases. In all his 15 years, Salam had never seen anybody behave like this. Until a few days ago, everyone he knew had moved slowly, heads down, eyes averted. In Saddam's Iraq, you knew better than to break the rules or draw attention to yourself. Now these same people were wild in their desire, stealing anything they could lay their hands on and destroying the rest. Suddenly he was pushed forward again. A new group of looters had arrived.